Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Roberto Fortuño, the Executive Vice President of Antilles Anglo Puerto Rican and the Chief Financial Officer. And we were talking about your hobbies and your interests and of the company. We have had on this program Sister Rosemary Gonzalez. Some of the listeners may have heard that, and they can also go to the website, my website, and access that particular podcast. And she mentioned that one of her angels is Anglo-Puerto Rican insurance that has helped her both accounting issues that she's had and also monetarily, and also as volunteers in the Tienda Joy in San Patricio. Your wife is very, very well involved. Tell us about your both Anglo and you and your wife in terms of volunteers and what area are you most interested in as a volunteer in order to help the quality of life of Puerto Rico?
Well, basically, we had a meeting with one of our directors, which happens to be the brother of Sister Rosemary. His name is Alberto Gonzalez. We sat down with him maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And he said, listen, I know you guys are involved in many projects, in many charities, but why not focus all of those resources into one or two entities instead of, helping 10, 15 entities? Why don't, at least for a few years, why don't focus on one or two entities and he obviously he mentioned Sister Rosemary. Sister Rosemary and her project, which is a marvelous project in Puerta de Tierra. We used to help her. It was one of the entities that we actually gave some assistance, but it was limited. And so what we decided was to more, if Sister Rosemary allows me, adopt. I mean, Hogar del Buen Pastor, Hogar del Buen Pastor. And what we have done basically is we not only help her monetarily on her day-to-day operations, but we also help a foundation. It's called La Fundación Rosemary González, which is it's el fondo total. It's a permanent fund that it's not used nowadays. It's basically there in order to invest some money. So in the future, it'll be able. Sister Rosemary will be able to use the proceeds as she needed. Remember, she has a big operation in Puerta de Tierra, actually, and I think it has increased to 70 adults that were without homes, and now she is basically taking care of them. She has a
homeless and rehabilitating addicts and alcoholics.
And she's doing a terrific job there. And so actually we are helping her in the operations. We're helping her with the fondo total, with helping her with the insurance needs, and we also helping her with the accounting department. My wife is a treasurer there right now, and she's very fond of Rosemary.
And a volunteer at the Tienda Joy, that's in San Patricio Plaza, which is an outlet for the artisan work and some of the things that, well, people donate and resell, or the people that are there, the addicts and all, build handicraft things.
And
that
it's
they
great,
put together.
And it's,
some
it's
stuff
and
is very
and
nice.
And it's a thrift store, and actually, you go there this week and probably you don't find things that you're interested in, but you might go the next week and it's something there for you. So So I think she's doing a terrific job. Why? Where are we so involved? Well, first of all, because of Rosemary. She's a fantastic individual. She's from the Sisters of Notre Dame, and I studied in Perpetuo Socorro with the Sisters of Notre Dame too, and basically we're very fond of her project. She's very close to us. Puerta Tierra is
geographically
part of the Isleta, de San Juan.
To the extent that the quality of life, that she helps in the quality of life, you're helping the business in terms of the quality of life of old San Juan.
Of old San Juan, these are people, mainly they lived in the streets with an addiction. Some of them are have addictions, others are not addicted, but they're people that are in the streets, and we're all part of the Isleta. So if we contribute to the well-being of the Hogar del Buen Pastor, we actually contributed to the well-being of all San Juan, exactly. Everybody here. So that's how we have basically involved. We past Christmas, there's a few members of other communities that they work with us, and we have helped. We made, I don't know how many hundreds of cajitas. Cajitas were basically cajitas that are sent to children all over the world, where we, put in presents, letters, or goodies. The person that handled that in the building, because we not only, all the employees were giving cajitas, but they were promoting that through the building. There's also one of the, it's a funny lady that works, it's a vendedora ambulante right across the street, that she's a community member of Caserio Manuela Perez, and every Christmas she makes a big party, and we actually help around 60, 70 children with presents. It's part of what we are. If we have, why don't we, share some of what we have?
We've run out of time, Roberto, and I wanted to cover. I know we have another building. Anglo Puerto Rican has another building, and in that building there's a nice little coffee. Maybe just tell the listeners to go and visit that building that is part of the Ochoa and that business. Tell them very briefly. I think by just telling them to go see it, which I just partook on, I think they'll be appreciative of that.
It's a great coffee. I should not say coffee shop because the owner will kill me. It's in fact a place where you can actually go there and have the best coffee of all. The name is Café Cuatro Sombras. It's in one of our buildings. It's in Recinto Sur 259, right across the Federal Building in Old San Juan. And if you want to have a great cup of coffee, a great cappuccino, or good sandwiches, or even buying a pound of coffee, grounded coffee, go there.
There they have the machine and they have this, so it's a fantastic experience. And it's not run by Anglo. Young couple entrepreneurs who are growing the coffee and developing the whole thing to putting it in the bags or to selling it to you in a cup. So
and if you're a coffee lover, around 7 in the morning they toast the fruit, the las semillas, and it's the aroma, it's all over the place. And if you love that and you remember, maybe you remember when you were going through Miramar, Fernandez Juncos, that aroma coffee before Roberto Acheto, it's the same thing in the morning here.
I got to talk. We could have spent another 10 minutes on that, but I have to close the program. Roberto, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
With this, we close today. This is Business Resolutions. My guest has been Roberto Fortunio. The podcast on this is you can find on my website, which all of you listeners should know right now what the directions are, what the address is. And I look forward to seeing my listeners or hear my listeners hearing to me next week on this program. So take care and have a good week.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.